Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, you good people know that I don't like to say I told you so. Yeah, I'd like to be one of those people. But can I just say something? I told you so. I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. As Grace Baker is my witness, I told you this was going to happen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. It is Friday, and we've got a lot of news to get through today, a lot of things to weigh in on. And what better place to start than what I told you so about? So a few days ago, I warned you that the pro-abortion mob would be on the warpath. And there were some naysayers out there, but I was and still am very concerned about the level of violence that's about to happen in this country, violence that's already breaking out. And I've already alerted our news team, and we're going to be covering this. We're going to be on this story like white on rice. In other words, we're going to be all over it. But there are already acts of violence against churches, and that's only going to get worse. So here's the very latest intel that we have. And this is important, and I want you to listen. We have a lot of fun on this program, but what I'm about to share with you is vitally important because Sunday, Mother's Day, could be a very dangerous day in America. Now, as you know, most church houses are filled to the brim on Easter Sunday, Christmas, and Mother's Day. Those are the three big holidays when just about everybody goes back to church. Well, we have gotten word that there are radical groups that have announced plans to protest at Christian churches across America. So this is not some, you know, Atlanta-centric issue or Dallas-centric issue. This is an issue that could impact every church in America on Mother's Day, and you need to be prepared. I hope your church has some sort of a security plan in place. We don't know what these pro-abortion monsters are capable of. Well, we do. We actually do know what they're capable of. They're capable of murder, because that's what they advocate for, murder. So this is a very dangerous situation that's unfolding across our nation right now. And if you do not have a church security plan, you need to get one. And I'm curious if you guys are going to church, if you have a church security plan, I'd like to hear from you, and maybe you can give us some ideas that we can share with the audience at large on things that they can do, that churches need to do to protect their congregation on Sunday. So yesterday got reports of violence against pro-life organizations. Crisis pregnancy centers in Portland, Oregon were targeted. We have that information over on our website. You can see the damage for yourself. Nobody was injured, but there was a lot of damage to the buildings in Portland, Oregon. Also, Sacred Heart of Mary Catholic Church in Boulder, Colorado, was hit by pro-abortionists last night. They caused all sorts of damage to the church building. We have that story up on our website as well over at toddstearns.com. Now, we're also getting word that another group is targeting the Supreme Court justices, the conservative Supreme Court justices, and they plan on protesting at the homes in the front yards of these Supreme Court justices over the next couple of days. Now, Jen Psaki, Little Red Lion Hood, was asked about this. Peter Ducey did a great job of calling her out on this and saying, hey, wait a second. Do you think this is a good idea to have these thugs marching in the front lawns of the Supreme Court justices in their neighborhoods? Cut number two.
You guys spent some time yesterday talking about what you think are the extreme wings of the Republican Party. Do you think the progressive activists that are now planning protests outside some of the justices' houses are extreme?
Peaceful protest? No, peaceful protest is not extreme.
Some of these justices have young kids, but their neighbors are not all public figures. So would the president think about waving off activists that want to go into residential neighborhoods in Virginia and Maryland?
Peter, look, I think our view here is that peaceful protest, there's a long history in the United States and the country of that. And we certainly encourage people to keep it peaceful and not resort to any level of violence.
So she goes on. Ducey really went after her on this issue. It's a great question. It's an important question. Cut three.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document. We obviously want people's privacy to be respected. We want people to protest peacefully if they want to protest. That is certainly what the president's view would be.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest. We want it, of course, to be peaceful.
So she's okay. She's okay with people showing up. The White House is okay with people showing up on the front lawn of Judge Barrett's home. She has young kids. She has young kids in that house. And the White House says, you know, it's okay if the protesters show up on the front lawn screaming, chanting, banging their bongos, smoking whatever they smoke, reeking of patchouli oil. That's okay. So if that's okay, then I guess maybe Miss Psaki, Miss Circleback, has no problem if people show up on her front yard and do the same thing, as long as it's a peaceful protest. Because we all know what mostly peaceful protest means when it comes to the Democrats. We all know what that means. This reminds me of, and you have to go back in your movie history. You know what this reminds me of? They're putting these Supreme Court justices in a very dangerous spot because these people are, they've already demonstrated they're prone to violence. This reminds me of the John Grisham movie. Do you guys remember the book Pelican Brief? It was one of Julia Roberts' early breakout movies. The Pelican Brief and the plot of that movie and the book was an assassination of two Supreme Court justices. Folks, I am just very concerned about the safety of our Supreme Court justices right now, the physical safety. For God's sakes, they're putting up an unscalable fence all around the Supreme Court building. And then you have the White House out here, and they had a moment, they had an opportunity to tone it down, to calm the protesters down. They could have said, you know what, protest all you want outside the Supreme Court building. That's fair game. But don't come after the Supreme Court justices at their homes. That's off limits. Look, that happened here in Memphis, Tennessee. We had some domestic terrorists, and that's what I call them, domestic terrorists here in Memphis, Tennessee. They targeted the home of the district attorney, Amy Weirich, a good, decent person. She's tough on crime. And what did they do? She's got young kids, and these domestic terrorists, they targeted her house. They literally fired fireworks over the house and into the house, the roof of the house, trying to burn it down. Nobody got arrested. Nobody got punished. But they were trying to send a message. Amy Weirich, we know where you live. We know that you have kids in that house. And you better do what we say or we're coming for you. That, and that is the same thing they're doing to the Supreme Court justices. Look, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. I do want to go to Bob in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, can we start peacefully protesting Jen Psaki's house and Pocahontas' house and Pelosi's house? Or will there be cops there, you know, let us in and stuff? Kind of like, you know, January 6th. What's going on?
What about AOC? Look, Bob, this is nothing more. This is literally a national insurrection. I mean, you're going after an equal branch of government, the judiciary, and you're trying to threaten them and bully them into changing their mind.
I ain't bullied. I wonder if people ever send all them inappropriate pictures of AOC. Because I've seen them, you know. It's not very pretty, you know, and I'm not going to get into it. But I tell you what, there's nothing to the imagination.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate the call there. Thank you. And I'm sure there are lots of inappropriate pictures circulating in Washington, D.C. Let's go to John in Ohio. Pastor John, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing real good, Mr. Starnes. First of all, God bless you and your entire staff. You know, I know people won't agree with what I'm saying, but you know what? Good Lord said you have two coats, sell one and buy an AR-15. I'm paraphrasing. But it's coming to the point where conservatives basically sometimes lie down, but it's time to go guns up. When you go after a federal judge, you need armed security. When you go after somebody like your district attorney, you need to have armed security. When you fire a firework and you go after kids, that's when you have to protect your family. And it's time, I know maybe you might not agree, but it's almost to the point of time for guns up. And I'll hang up and listen for your commentary. Todd, again, wonderful show. I love you guys, and God bless you and strengthen you and protect all of you.
Well, thank you, Pastor John. And look, I think that's a fair point. I believe it's past time for that, to be honest with you. Now, I want you to understand what's happening. This is not happening in some sort of a vacuum. This is all being planned and coordinated. And if you look at your most recent American history, this is what Barack Obama does. I mean, he did this for a living. He was a community organizer. We've laid out all of that for you. So I suspect this is all coming from Obama. This is creating great unrest. Remember, it was Obama who told people to get out in the streets in March over Roe v. Wade. So this is not happening in some sort of a vacuum. And it very well may be that Biden has no control over any of this now. Obama has once again unleashed the mob on America. This is all coming out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Remember, Barack Obama was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. If the left doesn't get what they want, they burn down your city. That's their motto. If they don't get what they want, burn, baby, burn. That's what's happening here. Now, I want to say something about conservatives. We've got to be very careful here. We cannot behave like the left behaves. However, we are to be happy warriors. That's the motto of this show. We want you to be happy warriors, hopeful warriors. But when they start coming after your home and your family and your business, you have a God-given U.S. Constitution-protected right to defend your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. And you do that by engaging in your Second Amendment rights. And I certainly hope that the Supreme Court justices have adequate protection. Quite frankly, every single one of them ought to have a concealed carry permit. Every single one of them. Because Barack Obama and this goon squad, they put targets, crosshairs, on every single one of these people. It's just unbelievable. And now they're going after our churches. And this is where I'm concerned, is what's going to happen Sunday at church houses across America. So we've got to take a break here. And I do want to hear from you. If you attend a church, you guys have a security protocol. Maybe you can offer some guidance, some ideas for other, maybe smaller churches that do not have a security plan in place. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert, and Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know what we need to do, Grace Baker? Today, you know, it's Friday, and what happens, a lot of moms, you know, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So a lot of kids, a lot of dads, they sort of wait until
last minute.
Yeah, Sunday at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they're running down to the Wawa or the Stop and Go.
This is true, and I've now that you know I have two brothers, and I've made sure that's been taken care of. I messaged one of them and said, "Hey, have you gotten the gift yet?" "No." "Okay, I'm going to make sure it gets done today."
All right,
got it done.
You know what we need to do is we need to figure out, maybe we can come up with some Mother's Day trivia. Maybe we're just on the fly here. We'll come up with a question, and we can hook somebody up with our daily biscuit.
That'd be a good Mother's
Day
gift.
That is a great Mother's Day gift, actually. It really is. Our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl. So we'll come up with something. We're doing this on the fly. So, all right, get back to me, Grace Baker. Oh, you know what we should do? Is we should do a best TV mom trivia question.
Ooh.
I mean, there are some great ones.
That 70s Show?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I always like her.
I liked Red on That 70s Show.
I liked both of them.
Yeah, she was great. And the Farrah Fawcett hairdo thing.
Isn't her
Kitty
name? Yeah.
Kitty and Red.
Kitty and Red.
That's it. By the way, Christy writes in on the Facebook page, "Todd started calls for violence. This podcast is creating violence." Well, there you go. I don't know about that. Christy says that I am guilty of encouraging people to act violently.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, the thing is, if I'm not for any kind of violence, especially any kind of initiation of said violence, but if somebody attacks you, you need to be prepared to defend yourself, and
yeah,
that's
exactly
the main thing.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, Lakeland, Tennessee, KWAM.
Hey, Todd, you know, I find it very interesting that Jill Biden is going overseas on Mother's Day weekend. She don't even want to be with Hunter or Joe, either one.
Well, you think it's that bad in the Biden household?
It could be. It couldn't be any better, I don't think, you know. But on the second point, on the security team, if any church is wanting to set up a security team, they need to hire a couple of guys that come in. There's a special group that does this. They come in and they teach you not how to shoot, but when to shoot and what to watch for when people come in inside the church.
Isn't it crazy, Jen, that we live in an age where we actually have to worry about that somebody would do something that terrible?
I saw it going down when they put the first policeman in the high school.
It's unfortunate.
That to me sent a message to me that this things are getting bad, and that's been many years ago. But now to attack the churches and all this kind of stuff, all I can say is they better be prepared.
No, I hear you. Jim, I appreciate that intel, and thank you for listening to us up in Lakeland. Beautiful town, beautiful area of Tennessee, by the way. Media Matters coming after yours truly, and they're the people that have a goon squad of these oily-haired, pimply-faced guys that sit, and girls, actually. It's unfortunate. And they sit in their basements, and they just listen to everything we talk about. They're very upset because I have said, what's happening? That leak at the Supreme Court was an insurrection. And I believe it was an act of insurrection. This was a direct attack on a body of government, the judiciary. Agree? Disagree? 844-747-8868. I think it's an insurrection. We'll be right back, America. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Folks, good to have you back with us today. 844-747-8868. The White House says they are not going to tell protesters to stay away from the houses, the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. So basically, they're telling them, have at it. Do what you're going to do. We're not going to bother you. Go and terrorize people like Amy Coney Barrett and Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and the list goes on and on and on. So there we are. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Rocco in Georgia on the line. Hey, Rocco, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, I got a quick thing after I tell you what I called about. For a year and a half, we've heard that Donald Trump incited an insurrection by telling people to go peacefully protest and make your voices heard. Jen Psaki just said those exact same words, but all the liberals say, well, Donald Trump was speaking in code. He really meant something else when he said peacefully protest. So does that mean Jen Psaki is speaking to the liberals and the mobsters in code?
Well, I think, you know, Rocco, I think we have to take them at their word. They're the ones who made the rules up for this game.
Yeah,
and I'm more than willing to play by those rules. And you're right. I mean, Jen Psaki said the same thing that President Trump did. It's a great point.
Other quick thing I have for you. One of the things I do for a living is I print cards for a living. And on Mother's Day, the cheapest card you can find is $4. But on Father's Day, they have a whole section of 88-cent Father's Day cards.
Really?
Yes.
What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. I just noticed those things. I think, wow, Dad's only worth 88 cents, but Mom is minimum $4 per card. But I really know what it takes to each of those Hallmark cards you see, it takes about 25, maybe 10 cents worth of material to put those cards, and they charge you $5.
That's good business if you can get it. Golly.
That's amazing, though. You try that when you go to your local Wally World on Mother's Day and Father's Day. You will not find an 88-cent Mother's Day card.
Rocco, good intel. Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to the show. Wow, Grace, that's a lot of money for a card. And then the dads sort of get the, you know.
Whatever.
Dads just want to be, you know, I think the dads, a perfect Father's Day gift would be what? sitting in the lazy boy, watching some sports on a Sunday.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe? I don't know.
I feel like with the Mother's Day cards, first of all, here's a little tip. Go to Trader Joe's. They're always a dollar. Trader Joe's.
Is that the
grocery store?
Oh, the grocery store chain.
They have really cute cards, and they're all 99 cents.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's what I do. Yeah. So every time I go there, I get a couple cards, because you never know when it's someone's birthday or something, you need a card. That's what you do.
Now, I don't want to play devil's advocate, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So let's say you get the 99 cent card for your mom,
okay,
for Mother's Day. And your mom is reading the card, and then she realizes, oh, this is from Trader Joe's. It's only 99 cents. I mean,
if your mom's like that, I mean, listen, if that's like her love language, she likes a nice card, then okay, get her language. Like a $10 card that like pops out and sings a little song. But like, oh, otherwise, just get the 99 cent card, because it's supposed to be what's written in it. And then, first of all, funny cards. I always go for funny cards, but mm-hmm. also it's supposed to be what you write. And then, if she's seriously paying attention to that, I have some other questions.
All right, I'm just asking.
I'd rather put more into her gift.
No need to be defensive. I'm just asking.
No, I just am like a little appalled. Like, do people actually think that?
I don't know. Maybe they do. You know the Democrat moms do.
Dang.
Provided they actually had their babies. I mean, that's the big problem. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, this is from Media Matters. This is the headline. After years of excusing violence against abortion providers, right-wing media fearmonger about post-Roe left-wing violence. Written by some leftist turd named Julie Tolbert. Tolbert. So this wackadoodle, the whole point of this was to attack me. That's what I found so fascinating. It's like 700-800 words here. And she's very upset. Former Fox host, current radio host Todd Starnes blasting me for tweeting, expect a long and violent summer if the Supreme Court draft is true. We are dealing with evil monsters who didn't think twice about slaughtering unborn babies. Now, what part of that is incorrect? As a matter of fact, we've already seen the violence that started with the riots a few nights ago in downtown Los Angeles. Now you've got the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers that are under attack that have been vandalized in Oregon. Then you've got the Catholic Church, at least one Catholic Church that was hit in Boulder, Colorado. And now you've got a bunch of these unhinged lunatics that are about to show up at churches all across America on Sunday. So, yeah. I think there's going to be a big problem in this country. Media Matters. By the way, these people get their paycheck from George Soros. He is the chief donor to Media Matters, and their goal is to take down radio programs like this one. They go after Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, Newsmax. They want to shut down conservative media in this country. And I used to... You know, back when I was at Fox, and this was kind of an inside baseball thing here, but man, they used to come after me every day when I worked at Fox News Channel, and they just lied. They would just blatantly lie about what I wrote, what I said. They would twist words around, and I would go to the Fox Media Relations team, and I'm like, hey, they're coming after me. Can we fire back? Can we issue a statement? Can I say something on my radio program? No, don't say anything. We're not going to talk. Well, the problem with that philosophy is if you don't fight back, if you don't push back, well, guess what? That becomes the reality. And so now that I've been unleashed from Fox News Channel, we're able to fight back. And we don't mind calling these turds and turdettes, like Julie Tolbert, we don't mind calling them out, because these people are losers, they're leftists, and they're liars. And we don't cotton to any of that here on the Todd Starnes radio program. All right, Mike Pompeo, he's got some big concerns about Dr. Oz. This is from TheHill.com. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised concerns about the ties of Dr. Oz and the ties he has to Turkey. He held a press briefing to discuss this. Pompeo is actually supporting Dave McCormick, as are many conservatives in Pennsylvania. President Trump, as you know, supported and endorsed Dr. Oz. The former Secretary of State said McCormick is a patriot, unlike Oz, who Pompeo has accused of having ties to the Turkish government. Here's the quote from Pompeo. "We criticize American candidates all the time because they didn't vote. This is different from that. Not only did he not engage in the American process, but he engaged in the Turkish political process. He has dual citizenship. That raises concerns in my mind. That raises in my mind a lot of judgments about his priority." You know, that's a fair point. It's like, dude, you're living in America. Why are you not voting in American elections? Pompeo says maybe it's all innocent, maybe it's all straight up, but we and the people of Pennsylvania and the Americans who he will be representing as one of the 100 members of the United States Senate voting on important national security matters need to understand the scope and depth of his relationship with the Turkish government. Dr. Oz also owns property in Turkey and scored an endorsement contract with Turkish Airlines. And Pompeo has a problem with that as well. This isn't about whether it's lawful. It's whether about it's about who is best suited to be the next senator from Pennsylvania that's been represented by a patriotic American conservative for an awfully long time. So Dr. Oz is firing back, and now he's calling Mike Pompeo pathetic and xenophobic. Says Pompeo should be ashamed of himself. Now that he lost President Trump's endorsement, he's resorted to sad and desperate attacks that are no different than the tropes used against Catholics and Jews. Yeah, that's a stretch. My problem with Dr. Oz, the guy's pro-abortion. I don't know. He may be one of the guys, you know, that's going to raid a church over the weekend. We don't know. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Jim, who is the owner of the Wolf River Popcorn Company, my favorite popcorn on the planet, is on the line from Memphis, Tennessee. Jim, how are you today?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm doing great. I've been listening to you this morning. I've been out delivering. And you triggered a thought about what's happening with the justices. I wonder if it would be time for some interfaith prayer groups in the D.C. area to form prayer groups around the homes of the justices, both to literally and figuratively pray for them and kind of protect the house from probably what's going to be coming at them.
You know, that's not a bad idea, Jim. And I know there are a lot of Protestants and Catholics in the D.C. area that might possibly be willing to do something like that.
Yeah. That's you know, we're using the right road and the right strategy to counteract this stuff. So just wanted to bring it up a little different perspective. And thank you guys for a fantastic program and strategy, media strategy that you're doing. Thank you.
Jim, I want to ask you, I know you're Catholic, and man, every bag of popcorn you guys have, and I'm a huge fan of your classic caramel, and I love the Memphis mix spicy, but you got a slogan on all your bags, and I'm curious about what that slogan is. Share that with our listeners and why you have that on all your packaging.
Sure. I've been living with that phrase for a long time. Jesus, I trust in you. And I think the time is right for people to have a positive reinforcement, something to look at and simple, be able to remember easily and say easily, and it's a confidence builder, and you can't get any better than that.
Well,
these kind of days.
Well, I think it's a terrific message and delicious popcorn. And I know you dropped by a couple of days ago, and we gave you a copy of the Biscuit Book to give to the bishop here in Memphis.
Yes, Bishop Talley, great guy, very very on top of things, and I got to get him tied in the becoming one of your biggest listeners.
Oh, we got to do that.
Great.
You know, Cardinal Dolan up in New York City was a big fan of the show and would come on a time or two, but we got to get him some of that delicious popcorn.
Hey, we'll take care of it for you. Let's get together and make it happen.
All right, and sales are going well. You know, we're giving you guys a shout-out quite a bit here on the program.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We so appreciate that. We had a call yesterday from a retired deputy sheriff from North Carolina who said, I found your number, and whatever Todd Starn says goes for me, so I'm calling and I want popcorn. And he had never heard of it, but your endorsement made it happen. So thank you very much. I don't think his last name was Starnes either.
No. No. No, we don't do that, Jim. But you know what? We appreciate you. And it's a great story you have. And Jim, God bless you. And folks,
thank you
got to get this popcorn. It's here's the address. You can go online, wolfriverpopcorn.com. That's W-O-L-F, wolfriverpopcorn.com. It is a family-owned business, just mom, dad, and I think the kids, and they worked their butts off making this incredible popcorn. And Jim was telling me that the orders have just exploded really all over the country since we started talking about him on the program. And we love supporting businesses like that. You know, that's what we do, you know, here on this radio program is support businesses like that. All right, we've got to take a break here. You know, folks, emergencies happen all the time. No power, no lights, no news. Federal agencies are now urging every family to have an emergency radio. Newsmax, by the way, they publish Newsmax magazine. They want you to get one of those radios, and they've got a great opportunity here. If you subscribe to Newsmax magazine, they're going to send you a free world band emergency radio. It works during any emergency, has a hand crank, you don't need batteries, super LED flashlight. It also comes with NOAA weather band, long range AM receiver, and an FM band. I have one of these. It's awesome. This Dynamo emergency radio normally retails for about $30, but you're going to get it free along with a discounted Newsmax magazine subscription. Newsmax is news you can trust. So go right now, gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or give them a call, 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. We'll be right back. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, so Little Red Lion Hood's heading over to MSDNC, and we've got a new press secretary. Her name is Corinne Jean-Pierre, and we've got some intel on Miss Jean-Pierre. She is, and let me back up for a moment here. The only reason I even care about any of this stuff, because I really don't care about this, but the only reason I care is because the left cares. The mainstream media, they care about this. All I care about is somebody who's going to be able to do their job and do it well. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else as long as they can do their job. But as we know, that is not the most important thing when it comes to Democrats. So here we go. Miss Jean-Pierre is black. She identifies as a woman, and she's also a lesbian. So that is sort of like the unholy trinity when it comes to Democrats. So she is the first black lesbian to become White House press secretary. And GLAAD, the gay rights organization, is very excited about this because the number two is a gay dude. So now your entire communications wing, the comms wing, is controlled by the alphabet people, and they're very excited about this. The White House PR machine is also very excited, and they're putting out a lot of intel reminding people that Miss Jean-Pierre is the first black lesbian to become the White House press secretary. Look, the question I have is this. Did they bother to see if she actually has any credentials to do the job? I'm just wondering. I'm not xenophobic or homophobic or hyphenated American phobic. I'm just wondering, did anybody bother to ask whether or not she had the skill set to do the job? Well, now she's already causing some controversy because it turns out that her female lover is none other than CNN reporter Suzanne Malveau. And that's got a lot of people concerned about whether or not she might have a conflict of interest. They literally share a bed together, and that's apparently a big problem with some of the conservatives up on Capitol Hill. Got to tell you, that is not that big of a scandal, in my opinion. And let me explain why here in our final few moments. It's not that big of a scandal because just about everybody in Washington, D.C. is in bed with somebody at CNN. I'm just saying. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, by the way. ToddStearns.com. You got to check out all of our great stories. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you might be. Can I ask a question here? I don't know how many moms we have here in the listening audience, but apparently we're starting to see getting reports of shortages of food and especially formula. So baby food, things of that nature. Moms are having a really hard time, and there are several news reports of that happening. Cut 9 and 10, please.
This morning, a terrifying prospect for parents around the country. Stores running out of baby formula, unable to restock.
He has a very specific brand new Nutramigen that he has to have due to allergy and intolerance issues.
Shauna Bowman says she can't find any formula for her 11-month-old son, Jacob.
We have been having to look pretty heavily for it, I would say, for the last 4 or 5 months, but this last month it's just become impossible to find.
Hopeless is an accurate word to describe how Angela felt when she took this picture at the local Target store recently.
I went to 5 different stores trying to find it, and it panics you, you know, as the person that's trying to provide for that child. You know, she's a month old. She can't eat anything else. I can't make something else for her. She only can have this formula. And when you can't find it, I mean, I cried in the store because I couldn't find what she needed.
All right, there you go. Some reports, and there are a lot more reports out there. People are just struggling. We've been preparing for these food shortages starting to arrive. I was at the market a couple of days ago. Lots of empty spots on those shelves, thanks to the Biden administration's policies. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up this hour of the program, our good friend Matt Schlapp is going to drop by from American Conservative Union, and we'll be talking to him momentarily. Interesting story popped up, and Grace Baker, as a recent college grad from a few years ago, I thought about you as I was reading this story.
Aww.
So college students, this is from USA Today, written by Wyatt Grantham Dash Phillips. What's that up with the hyphenated names?
That is a mouthful.
Got to be a Harvard grad. College students expect. So let me ask you this. When you got out of college, before I read the headline.
Okay.
So you're getting ready to get a job right out of college. What were you thinking? What was the price tag? You think I'm going to make?
In Memphis, 30 grand.
You were going to make 30 grand. Which actually is, I mean, it sounds, if you're living in New York City, you know, that's
why I clarified
poverty.
Said in Memphis.
But in Memphis, you can live on $30,000 a year.
You can.
And have, you know, and have a life.
You can have a life.
You
that
can
was
have
like
life.
The lowest end. I was like about 30 grand.
College students these days expect to make $103,880 after graduation.
Whoa.
That's how much they think they're going to be making.
No way.
According to the report here, today's college students expect to make $103,880 in their first post-graduation job. They did a survey on this. But the reality is much lower, as the average starting salary is actually about half that, about $55,000. I think that's even high. The survey conducted by Real Estate Witch found that across all majors, undergrads overestimated their starting salaries by 88%.
See, here's the thing. First of all, it depends on where you live. So I think that would be an interesting study to see where are these people from, because $100,000 in New York City is very different than $100,000 here, right? But also, it's funny you say across all majors, because as a journalism major, when I toured that building and the facilities, the dean of, you know, the journalism department, great guy, he goes, "Now, you better really like this job, because journalists don't get paid much at all. You better not be doing it for the money." So we were all like, we knew off the bat, we were like, we're not going to make a lot of money coming out of college. So I was mentally prepared.
We actually pay for the market here in Memphis. We pay all of our staff very well. Based on the market.
I have heard reports, not just here in Memphis, just in general, of reporters working for a local TV station starting out making like 20 grand.
Yeah.
And we're talking in places that it's more expensive to live than Memphis. And I'm like, are they living?
That's right. Now, 1 in 3 college grads worry they won't make enough money to live comfortably after graduation.
Well, with the way inflation's going, that's understandable.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
It's even worse. But they mentioned journalists here. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Computer science majors were projected to be the highest paid group with an average salary of $75,000.
Not surprised.
In contrast, humanities majors marked an average salary of $50,000.
Wow.
Now,
that's still high.
Communication majors saw a drop of 4.7%. And this is a fascinating point here. You know, I hate the damn pop-up ads on the computer. It just bothers me to all
halfway through and you're hooked and they're like, gotcha.
So it turns out that, here we go. Real Estate Witch found that undergrads studying journalism, psychology, and liberal arts were the most likely to overestimate their future pay. Journalism students expected 139% more than the median journalist starting salary. That's nuts.
That shows that my school was the exception to the rule, because they prepared us that we were going to make no money. But it sounds like these other schools are like, you're going to make a lot of money. Because as a journalist, you think, I'm doing just as much work as the business major. But I'm sorry, you're making a fourth of what the business major's making. That's just a fact.
I know at Fox, we would hire kids right out of journalism school as production assistants, and they were barely making minimum wage. It was sad.
And I did at least one or two completely unpaid internships during college.
But now it's like, oh, you've got to have money. I mean, I'm with you. I was doing unpaid internships when I was back in school.
Or like one of them, it was like $50 a month. Like,
well,
nothing.
I didn't even get that. Back when I was in journalism.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that long ago for me either. And I would talk to engineering majors and they'd be like, you do free internships? I'm like, yeah, when I go into an internship fair, I expect that at least half of them are unpaid.
Journalism students expected to make $107,000 first year after graduating.
I don't
The average turns out the average salary is $44,800, and I think that's extremely high.
I appreciate the big dreams here, but be a little more realistic.
Yeah, these kids have no, you know, they don't get it.
They don't get it at all.
They don't get it, and you wonder, okay, how did they come up with this? You know, how are these? Where's this number coming from? Who gave the kids the idea they're going to be making six figures coming out of journalism school
or any other school? They didn't tell us that.
Real Estate Witch found that college women reported having lower salary expectations than their male peers.
Wow.
That's interesting. But maybe it's more like realistic, you know, maybe, you know, a common sense approach. So anyway, it's a fascinating story because a lot of kids, and I've noticed this as we're looking, you know, down the road for more hires. Young people are expecting these massive salaries and benefits packages, the whole nine yards. Do we get free snacks? Do we have a pool table? Do we get a gym membership?
A month of vacation time.
It's not just a month. It's like 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Okay, well, when are you going to work? We got to hire somebody part-time to cover the full-timer's vacation schedule. And I'm wondering if this is just unique to journalism.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. Because I think you've got about half and half of journalists like that, and then you got the journalists like me that were like, you know, what we're getting into.
At what point here in our Liberty University studios, as we're having this conversation here, at what point do you think the college kids have that reality check?
About 6 months after graduating college, and they don't have a job. Mm. There you go. And they have to pick up a job at, you know, Target or Walmart or something.
We interviewed somebody before you. This was a while back. This is not for your job, though. Not for your job, but for another job. And they were more interested in, what is my title going to be? That seems to be a big thing with millennials. It's the title. Not so much the pay, it's the title.
And I think that's a millennial thing, not a Gen Z thing. Because I'm technically, I guess, Gen Z. And I don't think that we care as much about that. But I will say, we're going to see, like, we're seeing slowly the transition over to people going to trade schools instead of, you know, going to college, because it's just like you pay out the wazoo to go to college and then they expect these big salaries and you're not going to get them. At least with the trade schools, you're not in a bunch of debt and I feel like you just know, okay, I'm going to make this much.
Well, I know for a fact we have family members, one of whom did not go to college, wants to work in a shop, you know, a machine shop, like diesel engines and stuff like that. And he has no college debt because he went to trade school, and boom, he's making almost $70,000 to $75,000 a year.
Impressive.
And he's loving his job. And so there you go. I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what's it like out there in the job market, especially with young kids coming out of college? Are they expecting these massive salaries and all the benefits? So I was just, you know, back when I was a kid, I was just happy to have a job. And sometimes you had to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet because that's the way it is. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
CPAC in Dallas, Texas, coming up August 4th through the 7th. It's going to be a great, great weekend. You got to get down. If you haven't been to CPAC, you don't know what you're missing. It's the hottest ticket in town. It's an opportunity to meet a lot of the people you see on the on your cable news shows. You get to meet a lot of politicians, and you get to meet yours truly, even Grace Baker. We'll all be down there broadcasting. I'll be speaking, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got information over on our live show blog. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though, and the guy in charge of CPAC, president of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp, joins us. Hey, Matt, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd, great to be with you again.
Hey, Matt, I know you've been pretty concerned, as we have been, about the White House not trying to tamp down on these protests that are scheduled for the front lawns of many Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, and also I learned on Twitter last night that there's going to be an attempt to go to Catholic masses on Mother's Day this Sunday and disrupt mass because most of the purported supporters of Sam Alito's decision, which, by the way, how do people know anything? I mean, as you know, this is always done with privacy. But anyway, most of them are Catholic. So the pushback on the left is, let's say we don't want these Catholic people changing our right to 9 months of abortion. Just the fact that Joe Biden isn't condemning this and saying, don't do it, respect these men and women, is repulsive.
It is. And then you have Jen Psaki out there saying, well, you know, we support peaceful protest. Yeah, but look at what they define as peaceful protest, Matt Schlapp. I mean, you've had almost half of Minneapolis burned to the ground. Look at Kenosha, Wisconsin. It goes on and on and on. And we're talking about, they're really playing with a volatile, dangerous situation here.
Portland, Seattle. And,
yeah,
you know, I even took to the streets with Laura Ingraham in the midst of the Black Lives Matter violent riots in Washington, D.C. We dressed incognito, and you know, that was the night they set ablaze to the president's church, St. John's Episcopal Church. They were defacing the Department of the VA, which is right there across from Lafayette Park. You know, in Washington, D.C., just so you know, Todd, Washington, D.C. has never been the same ever since they put those words, Black Lives Matter, which some people might have believed were well-intended. It actually has destroyed this city because businesses have never been able to recuperate. I think we're going to have more failed businesses this year, by the way, than we had throughout the virus and throughout those riots. I think the American economy is hobbled in these big cities because they have embraced this idea that there shouldn't be cops.
I mean, look at what's happening in places like San Francisco, where, and politics aside, one of the most beautiful cities in America. And it looks like some sort of a refugee camp now, not to mention the lawlessness where you have people just walking into Walgreens and CVS and just taking what they want and walking out without any consequence.
You know, my theology teaches me that if you follow your faith, and I'm a Christian, that you will find joy. You'll find joy in the fulfillment. It doesn't mean that every moment of your life is pleasurable. It just means that you have joy in knowing that you're doing something meaningful on this earth that God wants you to do. And what you see with these socialist and Marxist policies, and so sad to see, tragic to see this Democratic Party turn Marxist, is you see human misery. And when you see all these homeless people in these big cities, they're not joyful people, Todd. They are people in misery. Last time I took my car up to do a TV hit in D.C., which I will no longer do, someone started to go to the bathroom in my car. I've lived in this city for 20 years. That kind of stuff wasn't happening. You can't go to Union Station and get on and off your train at night without being accosted with no cops in sight. It's a tragic thing. And so what you see, if Marxism was making people happy, I'd reconsider my opposition. But in every dynamic you can see in society, it makes you less happy. You know what else? All the poverty statistics, as they do their big government programs, somehow more people slip into poverty. And the reason for that is there aren't jobs, and people start making bad choices when they get awfully depressed.
Matt, here's something that we can discuss when it comes to these protests. I'm just curious about the timing of all this. Why leak the Supreme Court draft now? It seems to me it would have had more or packed more of a punch had it happened in late summer, as we're in the final stages for the midterm elections. But why now of all times?
Look, I do think this was an attempt to change the minds. Obviously, there's a belief that there are some justices who are still trying to ascertain what they're going to do on this question of overturning Roe v. Wade. And they wanted to impact that process, which is going on right now with that decision that will be coming out, in a month or so. And it seems very clear that that was the decision. And remember, John Roberts has probably been the most dim-witted politician we have in the country. He's picked by George W. Bush. He was supposed to be an eminent jurist. He's turned out to be much of a political hack on the court, and I probably shouldn't be attacking him because I want to get his vote on this. But the the point is this, which is you'd be surprised. Judges sometimes act more political than your local state representative or your city council member. And don't assume they know what they're talking about. Sonia Sotomayor's questions during the question of the vaccine and mask mandates made her seem like someone I wouldn't hire to teach third grade civics. So don't assume that they think about politics in some kind of wise way. I think John Roberts has done more to create the political breaches, even though I do think his goal is to keep the court from doing anything with a hint of politics. And you will notice that when the leak came out, somebody somehow knew what John Roberts was thinking and leaked that to a CNN reporter to know that John Roberts wouldn't go as far as the Alito draft. Now, who's to know whether these are facts or not, but he sure seems to always play the political game, and too many of these justices do, and they really should just refrain from politics. Read the Constitution and do your job. Do the right thing.
Yeah, no, you're right, Matt, and we're right up against a hard break here, but I think the message here, folks, if you're going to church on Mother's Day, just be careful. Your churches, most of them already have security plans in place, and just keep an eye out for these goon squads out there. Matt,
And go to church.
And go to
everybody,
church.
And pray for America.
I love it. Matt
and
Schlapp.
And born child.
All right, Matt Schlapp, everybody, American Conservative Union, and he's right. Don't you be bullied by these people. You go to church. Grab your neighbors. Bring them along, too. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back. Hope all of you mega MAGA folks are doing well today. Ultra MAGA, mega MAGA? I don't know. You guys are extremists out there. So Kevin McCarthy just fired off a letter, 170 House Republicans signing on to this letter, demanding some accountability from the Biden administration's Ministry of Truth. And he wants this thing disbanded. And one of the people signing on to this is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Congressman Pat Fallon from the great 4th Congressional District down in Texas. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd Stern, thanks for having me on. You are a great American.
You know, Congressman, there's been a lot of stupid stuff coming out of this administration pretty much on an hourly basis. This has got to be one of the more stupider and quite frankly, more concerning things.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, it sounds like the Politburo. I mean, this is like invoking the bad old Soviet days, where the government's going to, in this case, the Democratic Party is going to be the arbiter of truth. And that is frightening. You know, 2 + 2 equals, you know, it's Orwellian. 2 + 2 equals whatever the government tells you. And that's what that's what they're like now.
You know, it cracks me up. The Ministry of Truth czar, her name is Nina Jankowicz, and they say she's an expert on disinformation. And, you know, Congressman, we did an investigation on her, and she is. I mean, she's been spreading all sorts of disinformation.
I mean, what better person to throw out a bunch of BS to the American people than somebody that just revels in it? Yeah, they couldn't have picked a better person.
Congressman Pat Fallon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we're also watching the border crisis. What is the latest from down in your neck of the woods?
It's bad, Todd. I hate to say this, but so March of 22, 221,000 illegals across the border and that were apprehended. That's a 542% increase from the last time President Trump was in office in March. It's the worst we've seen in two decades. And that's with Title 42 still in place. And it's never been worse, and it's getting worse every single day. It's only folks like you that want your viewers to really, or listeners to really know the truth that you've shed light on this. The mainstream media hasn't covered the border in a year, and it's only worse now. We talked to the National Border Patrol Council. I talked to them a couple weeks ago, and they were explaining to us that 3,500 illegal border crossers in a day is the max they can handle efficiently. That stretches their limits incredibly thin. And we're seeing now 9 and 10,000 a day. So that means that large swaths of the border, Todd, are unmanned, and that's where the drug cartels can move their illegal narcotics through with ease, because they're the ones flooding those certain sectors with migrants to begin with. And then, on the other hand, they'll go smuggle their drugs 25 miles down the road.
And meanwhile, you have this report out from the former defense secretary alleging that President Trump wanted to fire missiles across the border into Mexico. And people are going nuts over this report. But when you step back and actually read it, and again, we don't even know if it's true, but at face value, the president of the United States wanted to blow up the bad guys and blow up the drug cartels. I think that's a good thing.
It reminds me of the Tom Clancy novel, The Clear and Present Danger, right? The cartels do present a clear and present danger to this country. Let's be really, they're a destabilizing force in Mexico. Mexico is a de facto narco state. The cartel's GDP is somewhere between, it's hard to say exactly, $25 to $30 billion a year. But that's with illegal narcotics. They charge $4,000 a head for illegal migrants to come across. And when you're looking at potentially 250,000, maybe even more, maybe a half a million illegals coming across in a given month, Todd, that's up to $2 billion of additional revenue every month for the drug cartel. That could mirror what they make with illegal narcotics. That's only going to add to the instability in Mexico, and it'll start. You see the corruption on this side of the border. That's why Hispanics in Texas along the border, 85-90% of the people that live along the border are Hispanic extraction. They're coming to the Republican Party in droves because they're sick of the cartels, the corruption, the crime, and the chaos.
Congressman, there is a report in Breitbart. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville admitted yesterday during a Senate hearing that the Army is having a problem recruiting soldiers, and they are very concerned that we may end up having a force that is too small. Are you hearing these concerns on the House side as well?
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned that, Tom, because I was hearing these concerns from boots on the ground, from people that I know in the basic training bases, the posts that do basic training for the Army, that the numbers are going to be extremely low this summer, because that's usually where they have a surge. So we have our office contact, because I sit on the Armed Services Committee, and contacted the Army, and they were saying initially that they were meeting their goal. And I said, well, is that because you're having retention? You know, you're retaining more folks, and they're not getting out as much? And that doesn't surprise me now that now they're coming, and I think they were maybe a little dodgy with their answer initially. But, I've been hearing that.
Yeah, they're saying now the Army is at the lowest it's been since World War II, numbers-wise. That's according to Military Times. I guess I'm curious to know, why is that? Why are they having such a hard time recruiting people to serve in the military, especially the Army?
Well, I think it's a several factors, one of which is, and I don't mean to get political on the answer here, Todd, but I think it's true. When you have half a major political party, trying to teach, or better stated, indoctrinate our kids to say that the United States is not, on balance, a good thing for the world, you know, and they're trying to delegitimize our history, delegitimize